10 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. Parts of New England remain in the grip of the worst drought in 27 years. I'm Jim Kilpatrick reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Farmers in Maine and New Hampshire have been ravaged by the drought, which has cut deeply into northern New England's three-month growing season. The New England drought falls hard on the heels of a two-month drought in the Midwest, which cut projected grain harvest. In the Northeast, corn and hay are expected to be in short supply by winter, and the price of milk will probably increase. There has been only one day of significant rainfall in the past 9 weeks. Consumer prices were up again in July, 0.8%. However, a decline in some grocery items helped keep the increase below that of the preceding 2 months. The Labor Department reports the overall increase in retail prices for the past year now stands at almost 12%. Under pressure from the Ford administration, General Motors has trimmed a token $54 from planned price hikes. However, 1975 GM models will still be up almost $450 over current prices. Vice President-designate Nelson Rockefeller is in Washington. He plans to spend Thursday talking with members of the House and Senate committees that will hold hearings on his nomination. Wednesday night, Rockefeller was in Newport, Rhode Island for a Republican fundraising dinner. His speech was interrupted twice by a heckler who identified himself as a member of the U.S. Labor Party. Rockefeller told the GOP dinner that he looked forward to serving in a fascinating and exciting period in history, and declare that the tragedy of the past 2 years has demonstrated the vitality of our constitutional system. A good portion of the speech was praise for President Ford. CBS News continues after this.
Hart's Mountain announces the no flea guarantee. We're so sure our flea killing collar kills any flea on your dog or cat, we'll give you an unconditional money back guarantee. If not satisfied, write Hart's, Harrison, New Jersey. The Hart's flea killing collar, the collar with a no flea guarantee.
Get the Hart's flea killing collar immediately. We guarantee you'll never see an itchy flea.
Well, that's remarkable.
It is, isn't it?
You've never had an accident.
No, I haven't.
In your car?
No.
On the job, stub your finger.
Never.
Maybe. Around the house, old paper cut?
Zero accidents in my lifetime.
Well, you must make sure every place is very safe.
No, I don't even think about safety.
Not at all?
No. Say, I've got to go now. Could you hold the door open for me?
On this packing crate?
Sanitized packing crate.
You live here?
All my life. Bye.
If you don't like thinking about safety, think about where you'd be without it.
Well, there's no more room in here.
A public service message from the National Safety Council.
More than 100,000 coal miners are still off the job. The workers are protesting what they call lack of safety regulations in the coal mines. The National Health Insurance Plan has suffered a devastating, perhaps fatal blow in the House of Representatives. The House Ways and Means Committee shelved until late next month for the consideration for the health plan after members became bogged down over financing. Special Prosecutor Leon Jaworski has asked the U.S. Court of Appeals to delay next month's start of the Watergate cover-up trial of six former White House and Nixon campaign aides. Jaworski joined defendants H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman in asking the appeals panel to overrule Judge Sirica's decision earlier this week to go ahead with the trial on September 9th. The lawyers argued the trial should be postponed for a significant but limited period of time to ensure that potential jurors could forget the massive publicity surrounding the resignation of Richard Nixon and the House impeachment hearing. President Ford returned to the halls of Congress Wednesday to demonstrate what he termed the official inauguration of Pennsylvania Avenue as a two-way street. Mr. Ford made brief appearances in both houses. The Senate has approved an $82 billion military spending budget. The funds were cut almost $5 billion, but the Senate defeated an effort by Senator Tom Eagleton to reduce the Pentagon budget an extra $1 billion. More after this.
Here's David Jensen on location and on the set for the United Way.
Well, I never really knew what the United Way was all about. But I now know that when I gave, I was there. Just like when you give, you're all there. And you're there every time a kid is afraid, every time an old person is lonely, or every time somebody is hungry. You're there. We all know that giving is good, right? Makes you feel good? But it's more than that. I mean, when you give, you say, don't give up. You'll make it. I want to tell you something. If you give, it's going to be one of the greatest things you've done all year long. You can make people's dreams come true. You can be a piece of that dream. And someday, a piece of that dream might help you.
In Davie, Florida, a would-be extortionist who called the local bank forgot a key element in his plan. There's a bomb in your bank, police quoted the man is telling the bank officer. Go to this phone booth and wait further instructions. Police say the bank officer went to the phone booth the man designated, and soon the telephone rang. Have you got the money? The caller asked. What money? The banker replied. You didn't say anything about money. Police say the extortionist, speechless, hung up in the confusion. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
Hey, we're the action cars.
See, we contribute more.
T's for the teamwork of our crew.
Our ideals are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Up!
Means it's now that we need you.
A, C, T.
We could go on all day.
Oh.
Here's why volunteers are needed right away.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into action.
Oh, yeah.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents...
Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Come a little closer. Closer. That's better. Now you're on the edge of your seat. And we mean to keep you there for the next 52 minutes with a story of terror and suspense. Doing one's civic duty is one thing. But turning in the hardened boss of a notorious crime ring takes either guts or just plain ignorance. We're not too sure which it was with Amy Hastings, but she did her duty. She put the finger on Archer Hamlin, the top drug dealer whose arrest and conviction all but put a stop to the flow of drug traffic in and out of New York City. Such an admirable act deserves a reward, which Amy received. $1,000 from a city newspaper. And that's not all.
Hello?
This is Miss Hastings.
Are you enjoying the money, Miss Hastings?
What do you mean?
The money you got for turning in Archer Hamlin and giving testimony against him at the trial.
Who is this?
A friend with a little advice.
Yes.
Better spend that money fast, Miss Hastings. You may not live long enough to enjoy it.
Mystery drama, Having a Horrible Time, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Bob Juran and stars Lynn Loring and Francis Sternhagen. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
I would like to ask a deceptively simple question.
Okay.
I say deceptive because few people seem to know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready as rain.
Okay.
No, wait. I think that should be right as rain.
Oh, well.
No, wait. Make that ready as I'll ever be, okay? Ready as I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, the question is this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happens this time of year?
Huh?
That's it.
That's the question.
That's the $64,000 question. That's the one for all the marbles, right?
Well,
the one that's on everybody's lips, huh?
Yes.
That's the question. Well,
good.
As everyone should know, what happens this time of year is that Buick dealers are giving great deals on 1974 Buicks, which of course means that this time of year may very well be the best chance you'll ever have to buy a Buick. From the thrifty but surprisingly elegant Apollo to the dashing full-size LeSabre to the Electra, which, surprisingly enough, is the second largest selling luxury car in America.
Know it all.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problem? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
What with all this oil shortage and all, Mrs. Nye talking about having our furnace checked out. I wonder what we should do.
Give you some advice about what to do?
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. Now, it may be true that your furnace is in need of repair or even replacement, but don't be rushed into such a decision. Shop around. Get two or three estimates. Don't sign any contract until you have read and understood it thoroughly. And if the installation requires alterations to your home, be sure a permit has been obtained if required. And don't sign a completion certificate until that work has been satisfactorily completed. Just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
How about a little vacation? Some fun and fresh air. Let's go along with Amy Hastings and Lois Wilson on their way to a swinging singles week at the Tomahawk Tree Lodge, snuggled deep in Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains. Swimming, horseback riding, tennis, golf, the works, including murder. But let's not dwell on morbid things. We're off for a vacation at the Tomahawk Tree Lodge, and it's just up the road.
I wish we were going to arrive in daylight, Lois. We won't be able to see anything at night.
Don't worry, Amy. We'll have plenty of time to see every nook and cranny of the place. Besides, all the fun begins at night. That's when the wolves come out.
I hope you don't mean the four-legged kind. Anyhow, it sure is good to get away from the city and all those awful phone calls.
Anytime a person gets their name in the paper, they're plagued with crank calls. Forget it. We're off for a good time.
Oh, I won't spoil your fun, Lois. I promise.
Now, don't think about my fun. I can take care of myself. This is really your vacation. I still feel you shouldn't be paying for everything.
But why shouldn't I? What better way could I spend that reward money?
It took a lot of courage to do what you did.
No, not courage, really. I mean, I just recognized that man from the pictures in the paper and told the police.
Still, you deserved every penny of the reward.
You know, I wonder how he feels now.
Who? Archer Hamblin?
Yes.
As bad as could be expected, I hope. He was the worst thing that ever happened to New York City.
I do feel kind of sorry for him, though.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I would, because I was responsible for them catching him.
Now, baby, get Archer Hamblin off your mind. He's right where he belongs, behind bars, and it's silly to brood about him.
You're right. I'm not going to even think about it. I'm going to enjoy myself.
That's the spirit.
I know the girls at the office think I'm some kind of a prude.
Oh, well, they're some bunch. In the 2 months I've been there, I haven't seen one who has any brains, except you. Well, it's nice to have you for a friend. I don't make close friends easily.
We just sort of hit it off, you might say. I keep to myself a lot. I just never feel close to the girls at the office.
Well, forget them. We're off for a week of fun, and you're going to love this place.
Tomahawk Tree Lodge. It even sounds exciting. Lois, don't you think we ought to wait till tomorrow? I mean, should we be too anxious to meet someone?
Listen, the hard-to-get approach is all right in an East Side bar. But here, it's first come, first served. Here's an empty table. Now sit yourself down and we'll order some cool drinks.
It's so exciting and beautiful. Oh, waiter, 2 Collins, please.
Yes.
Lois.
What?
Don't look right away. But there's a man at the bar looking at us.
Where?
Look, Liz, don't be so obvious. That tall, blonde fellow.
Well, I wonder if he has a friend.
Oh, Lois.
Amy, we're not here to spend the week by ourselves.
Will you stop craning?
He might join us if we let him know we're interested.
He just keeps staring.
Hey, it looks as though someone else is interested. That one in the tan jacket's heading this way and beating him to it.
I sort of like the one at the bar better.
Well, we have the whole week ahead of us.
What do we say?
Hello is a good one for a start. Oh, Amy, just remember you're a swinging single. Now relax.
Well, good evening.
How do you do?
Hello.
You girls just arrived?
Not a half hour, though. We believe in making every minute count.
Well, at a place like this, that's the thing to do. I'm Fred Russell.
I'm Lois Wilson, and this is Amy Hastings.
Pleasure to meet you, Amy.
Hi.
Have you been here long, Mr. Russell?
Mr. Russell? Now, look, at a place like this, it's Fred.
Okay.
No, actually, I just got here yesterday.
Oh, a newcomer, too.
How long are you planning to stay, Amy?
1 week. That's all we got.
Are you staying long yourself, friend?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On whether I like it or not. By the way, you're from New York, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. How'd you get?
I saw the license plate on your car.
Oh, you.
Are you the official welcoming committee?
Oh, no. But being observant and friendly is sort of a pastime with me. Look, I hope I can show you around a little while you're here, Amy, if it's all right.
Well, I guess so. You've been here before, then.
Oh, sure. Here, there's a lot to do. You got horseback riding and canoeing and swimming, all those things. But, you know, they're not much fun alone.
Well, that's what we're here for, isn't it, Lois?
Yes, it is.
Well, look, if you'll let me, I promise to show you a good time, Amy. How about starting with a dance?
Oh, well,
that is, if Lois doesn't mind.
Oh, not at all.
Come on, then.
Lois, are you sure you don't mind?
Oh, heavens, no. Go ahead.
I promise not to keep her long.
Have fun.
See you later.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, well, not exactly, but an introduction would be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Ralph Cook.
I'm Lois Wilson. How do you do?
Forgive me for seeming forward, but who is that dancing with Amy?
What?
That is Amy Hastings, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but how did you know?
Well, she's the girl who fingered Archer Hamlin last month.
Yes.
You said your name was...
Lois Wilson.
A friend of hers?
Look, Mr. Cook, just who are you? How do you know Amy?
Miss Wilson, I have to talk to you privately. It's important.
What is this?
It's about Amy.
Well, what about her?
We have reason to believe she may be in very great danger.
Oh?
Let's dance. It'll seem more natural.
What danger is Amy in?
Well, I'll explain it in a minute. Please, I need your help. Now, first of all, may I call you Lois?
Of course.
And I'm Ralph.
Yes, so you said. Now, what is all this about?
I'm a detective.
A detective?
Yes, now, no one must know but you. And particularly not Amy or that man she's dancing with.
What danger is there?
We're pretty sure that Archer Hamlin's crowd is out to get Amy for fingering the boss.
Oh, no. You mean those crank calls were for real?
And that is why I'm here. We think this might be the perfect spot for them.
Why?
Well, we think one of them will probably pose as a guest, get friendly with Amy, and then kill her in some way to make it look like an accident.
Oh, how awful.
Well, this is the perfect spot for it. With horseback riding, the lake.
I can hardly believe it.
Well, it's possible, Lois. And very probable.
Oh, what can I do?
I want you to be my date. And that way I can keep close to Amy without arousing suspicion. What's the name of the man she's dancing with?
Fred something. Fred Russell. That's it.
He approached you as soon as you sat down.
That's right.
If he is the man, he'd want to get to Amy first before any other summer Lothario started making time.
You know, come to think of it, he did beat another man to our table. A tall, blonde fellow who kept staring at us. And it was Amy he was after. He hardly spoke to me.
That jibes.
And he noticed our rented car had a New York license plate.
Well, he's been watching for you. This Hamlin crowd is shrewd. They don't shoot people from black cars. They'll go to any lengths to kill without arousing suspicion, no matter what it involves or how long it takes. That's why Hamlin himself got away with so much.
Well, what do you think he'll do?
He'll bide his time, gain her confidence. It's important that you don't let on to Amy that anything's wrong now.
Oh, why?
Well, if she gets the idea someone's after her, she'll get scared and he'll know it. I want him to think he's safe. Now, don't worry. I'll always be around, and the minute he tries something, I've got him.
I don't like the idea of Amy being bait.
Well, she's not bait. She's a sitting pigeon right now. But the killer has to make a move before I can arrest him.
This must be a bad dream.
It's not pleasant, I know. I'm pretty sure this Russell is our man. I don't want him scared off.
Oh, what a way to start a vacation.
Kelly? Hi. Hi.
Where have you been, sleepyhead?
Oh, well, I didn't sleep well. Everything all right?
I've been here every minute.
Gosh, Lois, I'm sorry I ran out on you, but I couldn't wake you up.
Oh, it's all right.
Hey, the water's wonderful. Why don't you and Ralph swim out for a while? Or maybe we will.
We swam all the way out to that island, way out there.
You swam to the island alone?
No. Fred was with me.
You want to dip before lunch, Lois?
Well, yes. Let's all go.
I think Amy and I have had enough.
Gosh, yes. We'll just stay here and watch.
Oh, come on. A little more,
it's all right,
hurt.
Lois. They have been in quite a while.
Too long.
And Amy's getting cold.
Oh, all right. Well, we won't be long.
Race you to the raft.
Okay. Hurry up with that shower, Amy. It's time for lunch.
Isn't he wonderful, Lois?
What?
Fred, isn't he wonderful? I've never had a steady in all my life, and now in one day...
Amy, just how friendly are you getting with Fred?
What do you mean?
Well, I admit I did tell you to let your hair down and enjoy yourself. But, you know, there are other men here, too.
Oh,
no, you said you liked that blonde man at the bar last night.
But Fred seems so interested in me. For myself, I sort of like it.
What has he said?
He asks me all sorts of questions about myself. It makes me feel important.
Does he know who you are, Amy?
Well, of course. We all introduced ourselves last night.
I mean about the Archer Hamlin business.
He said he remembered me from all the publicity in the papers.
Did you tell him, or did he bring it up?
Lois, why are you asking all these questions?
Well, I just don't want you to take Fred too seriously, honey.
You're not jealous.
Oh, of course not.
I mean, you've got your date for the week.
I know, but that...
Lois, I'm really enjoying myself. Let me... I like Fred. No one has ever been interested in me like this before.
It's nice to be wanted, to be loved, to be admired for oneself. And unsuspecting Amy Hastings is enjoying every minute of it. She's having a wonderful time. It's poor Lois who's having a horrible time. We'll get back to our fun in the sun when I return shortly with Act Two.
People can.
can reach, people can touch, people can help, people so much.
This is Paul Newman speaking. Ever been close to a family struck by cancer? Naturally, your feelings go out to them and you ask if there's anything you can do. And they say no thanks and you feel so helpless. Well, there is something you can do. You can tell someone in the family to get in touch with the American Cancer Society. Volunteers there are helping people every day with services and information and counseling about local community resources. That can mean arranging transportation or homemaking help or informing them about existing rehabilitation programs. When your cancer crusader calls, join the people who care about people. Give generously. We want to wipe out cancer in your lifetime.
Now Dean Jones on location at the Lincoln Memorial for the United Way.
Of the people. By the people. For the people. It was true when he said it, and it's just as true today. The people are what made this nation great, and it's the people who will pull this nation through. But the nation is no better than you are. The nation is the sum total of every individual in it. I'm Dean Jones, asking you to think about helping people in this nation. People in your town, your neighbors. Some of them need your help. Remember when this was a country where neighbor helped neighbor? This is a country where they still do. You can be part of one of the things that's right about America when you give your fair share the United Way. The United Way. Thanks to you, it's working.
The Tomahawk Tree Lodge stands majestically on a mountaintop. Lush green lawns sweep invitingly toward the clear blue waters of Quail Lake. To Amy Hastings, enjoying her first vacation without her parents, it's a paradise. To her friend Lois Wilson, it's something else again.
Is anyone having dessert?
Oh, gee, not me. I couldn't eat another bite.
I'll pass.
By me.
Well, what's on the agenda for the afternoon? Croquet? Horseshoes? Badminton?
Gee, you know, it's too bad the ski lift isn't running today.
Does it ever in summer?
Sure, all year round. It's just down for repairs.
Oh.
You know, it's a great scenic ride. Go all the way to the top of the mountain and back.
Hey, maybe we can do that later on in the week.
Okay. What do you say to a horseback ride?
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Good way to work off a big meal.
Amy, you've never been on a horse in your life.
I know, and I've always wanted to.
I'm afraid the merry-go-round's been the extent of my riding.
I think we'd all have just as much fun here at the lodge. Besides, it's too hot. I mean, I'd love to try croquet.
Okay, but if Amy would like to ride, we'll go along and meet you two later.
Yes, I really want to go. Now, Lois, don't you worry. Nothing can happen.
Okay, let's go then.
Ralph,
sorry just being a wet blanket. After all, we're here to enjoy the facilities. We'll take a shot at horseback riding, too. We're paying for it.
Now, look, don't let me talk you into something you don't want to do. I mean, Amy and I can go alone.
Oh, no, come on, Ralph's right. We might as well have the fling we're here for.
Well, if you're afraid of a horse, it could be dangerous. We'll take our chances.
Okay.
Look, I'll go on ahead to the stables and reserve the horses.
I'll come with you, Fred. Hurry up, Lois.
I'm petrified of horses. Can you go it alone?
I can, but it's liable to look funny. I have the feeling I'm not one of Fred's favorite persons.
All right. I'll have to go, for Amy's sake. But I'll have to change. Amy's in slacks, but I can't get on a horse like this.
Well, hurry it up, hmm?
What do you think he might do?
I don't know, but horses can be dangerous.
I don't see them.
And they're probably in the stable saddling up.
Hi, folks. Ready to go out, too?
Oh, yes. We're joining our friends.
We've got two fine gentle mares here. Have you ridden before?
Where's the couple that came down here a few minutes ago?
They're out on the trail. They said you'd be along.
Oh, Ralph, they're alone out there.
I should have known he'd try something like this. Get us going quick, huh?
Sure thing. Here we go, Virginia. You be nice now.
Oh, Lord, what do I do?
Nothing to it. Put your left foot here.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, just swing up. Come on, I'll help you.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh.
Now, you, sir.
I'm all set.
Well, you sit a horse right nicely, sir.
Ralph, what do I do?
Hold the reins. Lean forward. Your horse will follow mine. Let's go.
Whew, it's not as I thought.
We'll have to go faster. Just hold on.
Oh. Is there more than one trail?
There probably is.
Oh, golly, they may have turned off somewhere.
Well, they couldn't be too far ahead. We weren't that long of a lodge.
Oh, there's a fork in the trail up ahead.
Come on, the reins. Oh,
which way do we go?
There's fresh footprints to the left.
Ah, you are a detective. Oh, it's Amy.
Come on, get up.
We may be too late.
I don't know what we're going to find.
Amy!
There they are.
Oh, Amy! Amy, what happened?
Take it easy. She's all right. She's all right.
All right, nothing. She's flat on the ground.
I'm okay, Lois. I just fell off.
What happened? Well, a snake frightened her horse. I was riding behind, and I saw it dart off, but there was nothing I could do. Amy's horse shied, and she just slid off.
All of a sudden, my horse reared.
Well, how come you didn't wait for us back at the stable? We knew you'd catch up.
I think we've had enough horseback riding.
Well, what do you say, Amy? Do you feel like going on?
I guess I'd better go in for something a little less strenuous.
Oh, Ralph, this is impossible. Amy and I are going back to the city tomorrow.
Can't run away from Hamlin's men, Lois. The best we can do is lure them into the open. And they're pretty smart about that, too.
But I can't spend a week never letting Amy out of my sight. And he's certainly going to get suspicious with us hanging around all the time.
We don't have to be with them every minute, as long as we know where they're going.
Yes, but the minute they're alone, he can do anything he wants.
It'll have to look like an accident, so that limits his field of operation.
You mean like the horses this afternoon? Do you think he did something to Amy's horse?
I'm convinced of it.
Look, she looks so little and innocent dancing with Fred.
How could a girl like her get up the nerve to identify Hamlin?
Innocence can have backbone, Ralph.
Look, Lois, go along with me for a couple of days more.
Well, I guess I'll have to. But I look over there at Amy dancing with that man, and I shudder.
You're not mad because I spoiled the horseback riding today, Fred.
No, of course not, Amy.
You know, you're kind of quiet tonight.
Well, it's just that... Amy, can't we shake that friend of yours and her Romeo?
Well, Lois and I did come together, and we are best friends.
I know that. It's just that I'd like to be with you alone sometime. What do you say we slip down the lake and take out a canoe?
Well,
without telling your friend.
Oh, Fred. They're watching us dance. They'll probably just follow us.
Why? None of their business will you do.
I don't know. Look, let's just go back to the table now. Tomorrow morning, I'll slip away early. Lois always sleeps late, and we can go somewhere together then.
Without telling Lois.
I promise, without telling Lois.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll go out to Tomahawk Tree.
Tomahawk Tree? Fred, that's where we are.
No, it's the tree this hotel was named after.
Oh.
There's a legend about it. Very beautiful.
Tell me.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, then. You know, this is the most thrilling vacation I've ever had.
Well, we're almost to the top. Now, that's the famous Tomahawk Tree right up ahead.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And it's such a beautiful morning. Makes you glad you're alive.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to get away without Lois.
She was fast asleep. I dressed in the bathroom and sneaked out of the room.
Well, here it is. Tomahawk Tree.
Look how far down you can see.
Mm-hmm. That's Hidden Valley.
Okay. Tell me now, Fred, what's the legend?
Well, the legend is that more than 200 years ago, An Indian brave killed himself here because he was disgraced in battle. He was the chief's son, but he was a coward.
And?
So he dug his tomahawk into this tree and jumped over the edge. But when the other braves tried to remove the tomahawk from the tree and throw it after him, not one of them could budge it.
Why not?
Well, they thought the Great Spirit had locked the tomahawk into the tree as a reminder to other braves who might get wet feet, so to speak.
It's not very romantic.
I'm afraid it's not all true.
What?
The lodge has to replace the tomahawk every couple of years as the tree grows around it.
Fred, you're making the whole thing up.
Here, give me a hand.
No, I don't want to go any closer.
That's all right, I got you. Now, look straight down.
Oh, it gives me the chills.
You see on the rock down there? Can you see the outline?
All right,
I've got you. I have you.
I almost went over.
What the devil are you doing here, Lois?
What are you doing so close to the edge?
Well, we had our footing, all right, but that scream of yours just startled both of us.
What do you expect when I find Amy practically going over the side? Lois, I thought you were still sleeping. Well, it's a good thing I went out for a morning walk myself.
Mm-hmm. Just happened to come this way. Hmm?
I think we'd better all go back for breakfast. I wonder why Fred didn't want breakfast.
Well, he's probably miffed at me. But honestly, Amy, he had you too close to the edge.
Well, it sure scared me when you yelled. You know, I had no idea that you were following us.
Well, I wasn't. I was out for a walk and
Lois,
I saw you there.
Lois, there's that man staring at us again.
Who?
The blonde one we saw the night we arrived. Remember, he was starting to come over and Fred got there first?
Oh, yes.
Here he comes. Is it all right, Lois? I mean, have you already taken?
Listen, I don't know who's taking who anymore.
Good morning, girls.
Hello.
Do you mind if I join you?
Well, I guess not.
Thanks. I'm George Smith. I've been wanting to meet you.
I'm Amy Hastings.
Yes, yes, I know.
You do? That Archer Hamlin business again.
Yes, that's right.
Well, this is my girlfriend, Lois Wilson.
Hi, Lois.
Hello.
I was going to come over the night you arrived, but some other guy beat me to it.
Well, all's fair in love and war and summer vacations.
Amy, I wonder if you might like to play some ping pong after breakfast.
Well, sure, if you'll teach me.
Nothing to it.
I'll get Ralph and we'll make it a foursome. Oh, order me toast and coffee. I'll be right back.
May I have Ralph Cook's room, please?
Ralph, it's Lois. I don't know what it means, but another man's latched himself onto Amy.
Well, it doesn't seem likely there'd be two of them, but the Hamlin crowd's clever. They could send in one to cover the other's tracks.
I told you about the incident with Fred at the cliff this morning.
Hurry up, Lois. We're ready.
Oh, have you ever shot one of these things?
In college, but archery wasn't my best sport.
Whew, I've never held a bow in my life. I wish we'd stuck to ping pong.
Well, let's just shoot for fun. Unless you want to keep score.
I'll be lucky if I even hit the target.
Let's make it just for fun.
Suits me.
Okay, I'll lead off.
Wonderful, George.
Wow.
That's a bullseye. Come on, you try it, Amy.
Okay.
Now, your left hand on the bow.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I'll put the arrow between your forefinger and your middle finger. Like you're holding a cigarette.
I don't smoke.
Well, that's it. That's good. Now just pull back and let go.
Oh, I told you I wouldn't hit the target.
Well, I haven't done this in years, but, all right. Here goes.
Good job. Come on, Lois. It's your turn.
Well, all right, but I don't guarantee anything.
Just wait a minute, Lois. Keep your elbows out more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Now, take your stance. Let me guide your arm.
Like this?
Yeah, that's better. All right, now pull back.
Oh, I can't. It's so hard.
A little more.
It's all right. It just nicked my arm.
Oh, that was a close one.
What happened?
Lois lost her balance. Too much tension on the board.
Are you sure you're all right, Amy?
Yes, it's just a scratch.
I think I'd have been better off without help.
What are you trying to say, Lois?
Nothing. I'm just glad that Amy's all right. There. You saw it. I swear he deliberately turned me toward Amy.
Yes, and that's what's got me worried.
Got you worried?
Looks like the Hamlin crowd has more than one man after Amy.
Almost every young girl's dream is to have several men after her. But it's much nicer when romance is their objective instead of murder. We'll return to the fun at the Tomahawk Tree Lodge when I return shortly with Act 3.
Never heard of beer on the rocks? No? Swell. The people who brew Budweiser never have thought ice in your beer was such a cool idea anyway. If you only knew how ice cuts down the head and waters the taste. Oh, chilling thought. A downright tragedy with Budweiser especially. Budweiser is the king of beers. The only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Naturally carbonated. Which means Bud brews its own bubbles. Tiny ones over a dense lattice of beechwood strips. The beer ages the best way. The right way. Naturally. But add an ice cube and bloop, there goes all that extra effort. So if you forget to cool enough Bud, skip the cubes and put your Budweiser on ice for a while on the coldest shelf in your refrigerator. Even if the wait does frost you a little, it'll be worth it. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
How many things can your family do together? Go to a movie? Go to a circus? Go on a picnic? Go on a vacation? Face it, in today's America, family fun is hard to come by. And with busy schedules, just getting the family together is not an easy thing to do. How would you like to have a little family fun every week? How would you like to learn together? How would you like to grow together? And how would you like to help your son get an edge on growing up? Cub Scouting is helping families like yours be a family. It's your help to ours. Today's Cub Scout program is just as much for families as it is for boys. So when your son wants to join a Cub Scout pack, remember to take along the whole family. That's what Cub Scouting is all about. For the Cub Scout pack nearest you, call the Boy Scouts of America. They're in the white pages of your phone book.
Vacations are supposed to be fun, but they can be hazardous for a girl with a contract out on her. First Fred, now George. Just who is a poor girl to trust? But Amy is oblivious to her danger at the moment.
Do you feel like a swim, Amy?
No, it's just nice here on the grass. Everything's so exciting, you just have to catch your breath now and then.
Oh, come on. Let's swim out to the rocks.
You go.
Well, I don't want to swim alone.
Well, where's Ralph?
Oh, he had to go into town. He had, well, some business to attend to.
You know, I wonder where Fred's been. I haven't seen him since yesterday.
Probably after someone else.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Now, don't take it seriously. That's the way everything goes at a place like this.
Well, to tell you the truth, I really like George better.
Where is he this morning?
I don't know.
Well, it's good to relax for a while. You don't have to keep up the personality front.
Hey,
I see they've got the ski lift going again.
You know, that does look like fun, riding in those little boxes.
They call them gondolas.
Lois, why don't we take a ride right now?
Well, why not? If you don't want to swim.
Hey, I wonder what's going on down at the dock.
Someone's already caught a fish.
Well, let's go see.
Oh, who cares? I hate fish.
Oh, come on, Lois. It's on our way to the ski lift.
The
It's certainly gathering a crowd. Look, there's George.
Something must have happened. The boat boy's running toward the lodge.
I don't think I want to go down there.
Oh, come on. We have to find out.
They've dragged someone out of the water.
Let's hurry, Lois. George? George, what's happened?
They just pulled the guy out of the lake.
What? Is he dead?
He looks like he's been in the water for at least 24 hours.
Oh, how can you tell?
Well, just take a look at him.
Oh, no. It's Fred.
Huh?
Fred Russell.
What happened? Does anyone know?
Well, not so far. I just got here myself.
Fred was a good swimmer. Our first day here, we swam out to the rock together.
Come on, Amy. Let's go back to the room. I don't want to stand around looking at this.
Yes, you're right.
I'll call you later.
Hello?
Lois, it's Ralph.
Oh, hello.
Can you get away for a drink?
Yes, Amy's napping.
Meet me in the lounge.
Fred's death shoots the two-man theory, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. But it sure eliminates him as a future suspect.
Ralph, could George have killed Fred to get closer to Amy himself?
He could have, and he might have.
Well, what do you think? You're the detective.
Yeah, I am. I think it's time we got Amy away from here. I'll drive her back to the city tonight. It'll be safer.
I'll come too.
No. It's better if you stay.
Why?
Well, give Amy and me a chance to slip away. You can follow in the morning.
Well, if you think that's best.
I do. Let's just play it natural for the rest of the day, hmm? I'll get away during the excitement of the barbecue tonight.
All right. Maybe you're right.
No, I am. And please, don't let on that anything is wrong. But try to keep Amy out of the way. And don't leave her side for a minute.
Don't worry. Amy. Come on, sleepyhead. Don't snooze the whole afternoon away. Let's take that ski lift ride.
Hmm? Ski lift? Oh, yes, we're going to do that.
Come on. Let's get away from the boys for a while.
Wheel we went to at Sunset Park when I was a kid.
Enjoy it, Amy. We have a long ride to the top.
Amy! Lois, open up! Amy!
Hey, what's up?
George, have you seen Amy and Lois?
Yeah, and I repeat, what's up? They brushed right by me downstairs and we're headed for the ski lift.
The ski lift? Did they get on it?
Yeah, they're on their way up. Why?
Come on. We gotta get Amy up and lift.
This is beautiful, Lois. It's just too bad the boys aren't with us. What are you doing, Lois? Close that door.
No, Amy. We'll be at the highest point in just a few minutes.
What is this? What are you doing?
I'm sorry, Amy. I was getting kind of fond of you. But I'm getting $10,000 for doing my duty.
What? What are you talking about?
The Hamblin family is paying me $10,000 to kill you. For fingering Archer Hamblin.
But Lois, you're my friend, aren't you?
I was planted in the office, Amy. to make friends with you so that I could arrange this opportunity.
You mean you're going
to... I'm going to make it look like an accident. I tried to startle you that day on the cliff with Fred, but he held on to you. And that arrow, I purposely lost my balance.
No!
But I missed.
Fred! You killed Fred!
They'll find a bullet in his body when they do the autopsy. I killed him because I knew he was getting suspicious of me. I was trying to make that detective think Fred was after you. And then George showed up and I had to switch the suspicion to him.
Who's a detective?
Ralph. Who else?
This fire road will get us to the halfway point on the toll. We can intercept them there. If we make it.
You mean Lois is actually going to try to kill Amy?
She's a hired killer. I thought it was Fred Russell first. And then you came along.
Me? I'm a coal salesman from Philadelphia.
Amy's life is in danger every minute she's with Lois. Pray we get to the halfway point before the gondola does.
Was sent here to look out for you. He wants to take you back to the city tonight, so I'll have to get it over with now.
No. No, Lois, you can't. I'll fight.
I know, that's what I expect you to do. I'll tell everyone you got panicky and tried to jump.
No.
I tried to stop you, but you were too strong for me. You fell over the side.
No one will believe that.
Well, you won't be around to argue the point.
Lois, I can't believe you're trying to do this.
Oh, come on, I don't enjoy it. I have to do it. The money doesn't mean that much. But my husband works for the Hamlin family. They made it clear that if I fail, my husband will... Well, I don't have to say it.
So it's really my life or his?
Yes.
Look, you said Ralph is a detective. Maybe he can help save your husband.
Oh, Amy. Dear, innocent Amy, you don't know the Hamlin crowd. If you did, you'd never have turned Archer in. Don't make it any more difficult for me.
No! No!
Let go of the side!
I won't!
You're going out! Now!
We made it. The girls are in the red gondola. The fourth one down.
Are you sure?
That's the one they got into.
You're right. Hey, they've got the door open.
This is the highest spot, too, just before the midpoint landing.
She's trying. Hey, look.
Good Lord, they're both hanging halfway out.
Fight, Amy! Fight!
We do something.
Not till that gauntlet gets here.
Amy! Hang on, we're here. Hang on, fight! Amy.
George, it was horrible. Lois tried to...
Quick,
Lois fell. She tried
we know, to kill me. We know, Amy. We saw it. Now take it easy.
Get into the car. Let's get back to the lodge. I've got work to do.
Amy, I want you to stay in your room.
And take the pills the doctor gave you.
I'm all right, really. My back hurts and my arms are sore, but otherwise...
Amy, you've had an emotional shock.
We'll get you back to New York tonight.
Just can't believe it happened. That Lois...
This place will be crawling with police by nightfall. You'll be safe here, but I don't want you to leave the room.
All right. I guess I don't have any choice.
No, you don't.
I've got to get downstairs and make some more phone calls.
Now, you try to rest, Amy. Lock the door behind me, and I'll call you later.
All right. I'll be all right, really. Hello?
Miss Hastings?
Yes?
Are you enjoying the vacation, Miss Hastings?
What do you mean?
You didn't think there'd be only one of us, did you?
Who is this?
A friend, Miss Hastings. With a little advice.
Oh, no.
First, you don't succeed. Try again. It's an old adage well worth remembering. Those who heed its advice are more often successful than not. Oh, yes, there's another old saying that's a favorite of mine. See no evil, hear no evil, but most of all, speak no evil. You can stay out of a lot of trouble that way. I'll return shortly.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong.
The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
The time has come for us to leave the lovely Tomahawk Tree Lodge. We do hope you had a wonderful time. Of course, vacation resorts such as the Tomahawk Tree aren't really dangerous or menacing. That is, if you know how to ride a horse. If you're careful who your archery companions are. And, of course, if you don't have a murderer on your trail. Our cast included Lynn Loring, Francis Sternhagen, Mandel Kramer, Ralph Bell, and Nat Poland. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale. I want you to bring me the files from the doctor's office.
What?
I want you to bring me his files, as many as you can carry. Only the current cases, the people he's had recently.
But Jimmy,
Let me finish. I want to borrow those files just overnight. I'll go through them real quick. So fast, you can have them back in the drawers by morning.
What good will Dr. Cooper's files do you?
It's just an idea I got. I mean, this analyst stuff is pretty personal, isn't it? I mean, they have to tell the doctor everything, don't they?
Yes, of course. There can't be any secrets from an analyst. That would defeat the whole purpose.
Right. No secrets. So if I could see the doc's notes, if I could read through them, well, there's got to be plenty of stuff they'd like to hide, stuff they'd pay money to keep quiet.
Jimmy, you're talking about blackmailing.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Political campaigning appears on the minds of both President Ford and his designated Vice President, Nelson Rockefeller. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. House and Senate leaders said Wednesday they will move to take a vote as soon as possible on confirming Nelson Rockefeller as Vice President. Wednesday night, Rockefeller spoke to a Republican fundraiser in Newport, Rhode Island, stressing national unity. President Ford Wednesday served notice he probably will run for the presidency in 1976. Robert Strauss, the Democratic national chairman, indicated he thinks letting that word out may be a little premature.
talk about 76 politics, and people in America there concerned about the price of food and concerned about housing and concerned about how they're going to pay for medical care. And I think that's a major mistake and one that, unfortunately, we Democrats are won't support this president as he comes to grips with some of the problems. We're not interested in his problems about for 1976.
Robert Strauss, the Democratic National Chairman. More news in a moment.
The cabin is on fire, Mabel. We've got to make a run for it.
But, John, there are 700 savage Indians out there, and the river is rising.
I know, my dear, and this is the worst blizzard in 50 years, but never fear.
Do you have your rifle, John?
I have it, Mabel. Come, my dear. It's only 90 miles to town.
Oh, John.
Run now, Mabel.
Some folks just can't help having their blood pressure go up sometimes. But it usually goes back down again when things settle down.
We've made it, Mabel.
Oh, John, you're wonderful.
Yes, it's when the blood pressure goes up and stays there that you have hypertension or high blood pressure. Hypertension adds to the work of the heart and can set the stage for heart attack and stroke. Your doctor can diagnose hypertension, and he can treat it effectively. Your Heart Association suggests that you see him regularly for a checkup.
What now, John?
I don't know.
Consumer prices rose again last month, rising 0.8%. That figure out to an annual rate of 9.6%. But the decline in certain food prices helped keep the rate of inflation below that of the two preceding months. Still, the latest figures mean retail prices have risen 12% in the last 12 months. One federal official Wednesday gave some senators his ideas on what to do about inflation. Nelson Benton reports.
Federal Reserve Chairman Arthur Burns gave the Senate Budget Committee a list of anti-inflation measures, continued tight money policies, tougher enforcement and tighter antitrust laws, sharp reductions in the $305 billion budget, including the defense budget.
As far as I'm concerned, I would much prefer to see a $10 billion cut made in our expenditures. I'm sure it can be done. It would require a great deal of work on the part of the executive and the Congress to work out the details. As for our military establishment, I don't think we can afford sacred cows in our country.
Senators asked if Burns would act to lower interest rates if Congress trimmed $10 billion from the budget. Burns said he could make no promises, but such action would certainly affect the thinking of the Federal Reserve Board. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
The Senate Wednesday approved an $82 billion budget for the Defense Department, cutting back attempts by some liberals to slice more money off the Pentagon spending authority. The bill now goes back to conference with the House. The final Senate version was nearly $5 billion under the agency's request. The House Wednesday night voted to order a study of foreign investment in the United States. A report will be due in a year under an amendment sponsored by Democrat John Dent of Pennsylvania. He says foreigners are buying up all the coal available in Pennsylvania and elsewhere. Another Pennsylvania congressman, Democrat Joseph Gattis, said several nations, including Mexico and Canada, have recently placed strict control on foreign investments in their countries. Now this.
You can give the Salvation Army your money, your time, your talent. Your old TV, your lace antimacassars. You can give the Salvation Army your heart or just a smile. You can give the Salvation Army your old couch or give them a chance to help with your problems if you're in need. Whatever you have to give, the Salvation Army can take it and use it to help people. If giving to the Salvation Army makes you feel good because you know you're helping people, then the Salvation Army has done something for you. Can you help? Get out your checkbook now. Salvation is spelled S-A-L-V-A-T-I.
In In Chicago on Thursday, a county grand jury plans to open an investigation into charges that gamblers are staging fights among dogs trained to kill each other. An official of the Animal Welfare League says the dog fights are staged in pits and last as long as 2 hours, ending when the loser either dies or is so badly maimed it has to be killed. Officials claim bettors sometimes lay out as much as $2,000 cash on the illegal matches. Doug Poling, CBS News.
The loading of nuclear fuel at the Trojan power plant will be delayed 5 months because some piping systems were completed delayed. The president of the Portland General Electric Company said today in Portland that the delay to July of 75 will mean the operation of the plant will be held up until that fall, but he said the plant will still be able to begin generating power before the peak load periods of that winter. Construction on the project near Rainier began in 1970. Public hearings on a proposed rate increase for Cascade Natural Gas will be held next week in Ontario, Pendleton, and Bend. The utility company is asking for a boost of more than 14%. All three hearings are set for 2 p.m. The first is Tuesday in Ontario. On Wednesday, the hearings resume in Pendleton. Thursday, they'll be in Bend. Traveling Army hospital teams are giving free medical examinations to underprivileged children and adults in the state this week and next. The medical teams will perform screening tests for hypertension, glaucoma, and diabetes among senior citizens. They'll give examinations for tuberculosis and other illnesses among youngsters. Their itinerary includes stops in Jefferson, Independence, Barlow, Dayton, Camp Adair, and Mount Angel. Governor Tom McCall says he favors some form of amnesty for those who were conscientious objectors to the war in Southeast Asia. McCall says his position is similar to that of President Ford. As McCall puts it, we ought to be finding a way to mix some mercy and justice to close this festering national wound. Oregon College students who have sampled the comforts of off-campus life are moving back into the dormitories for shelter against inflation. College administrators say the trend is nationwide. They welcome it as a boost for sinking university finances. Campus housing officials at the University of Oregon in Eugene say the dorms are already full for fall term. At Oregon State University in Corvallis, dormitory applications are already running far ahead of last year. Officials there say the dorms will all be full when classes start. Paul Wolf of Salem must wait until October to dig for buried treasure. The Oregon State Land Board issued Wolf his digging permit today, but told him not to use it until then because they don't want him to attract too many tourists. He plans to dig for the legendary treasure the Indians say was buried near the Oregon coast by the crew of a Spanish frigate. Of course, there were many, many moons ago. Wolf's permit says he can dig a hole 10 feet deep and 30 feet square, but he has to stop digging 12 hours after he starts. Don't ask me to explain that. I don't know. 97 sports in Major League Baseball. These are all final scores now. In the American League, Texas beat Baltimore 5-1, Cleveland over Kansas City 7-6, New York beat Minnesota 4-1, while Boston was blanking Chicago 4-3, and Milwaukee was taking the measure of Oakland 5-3, and California was shutting out Detroit 2-0. In the National League, Pittsburgh over San Francisco today 4-2. Montreal beat San Diego by one run 8-7. New York clobbered Houston 10-2. Philadelphia did pretty much the same to Cincinnati by a 10-3 score. Atlanta 5, St. Louis 4, and Los Angeles 7, Chicago 5. In World Football League action tonight, the Portland Storm lost its sixth game of the season tonight, falling to the Florida Blazers this time. In Orlando, the score was 11-7. Portland came within 1 point of the Blazers early in the fourth quarter when quarterback Ken Johnson ran the ball in from the one-yard line, but the Blazers demoralized the Storm by intercepting Johnson's pass for the action point. Then the Florida team made a quick drive to the Portland 10 where they added an insurance field goal. 97 weather for Portland-Vancouver calls for increasing clouds tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or two tomorrow and Friday, lows at night in the upper 50s, highs near 75 to 80 degrees, light winds, rain chance 20% through tomorrow night. Currently, 74 degrees.
Ring, ring, telephone ring, somebody says, baby, what you doing?